Okay, Zach Giffen, Tiny House Nation, A&E Channel, in here with us on the Brad and John Show this morning with a big event coming up this week. And who are you helping, and why, and where is all this going to take place?
All right, that's a great question. It's we are helping the Lummi Stepping Stones, which is a nonprofit that's out on the reservation, on the Lummi Reservation, and they are building a village of tiny homes to serve members of the community that need a place to go. And it's a really, really important, needed thing.
And the goal is 100 tiny homes?
Their ultimate goal is 100 tiny homes, but you know what? You got to start with one. And so that's what we're doing. And I work with a nonprofit called Operation Tiny Home, and we've been doing these workshops for the last 4 years that are free for veterans. And we've been going around the country trying to help these villages of tiny homes get jump-started. And it's all been, you know, for veterans up until this point. This is the first time that we're working with a tribe, and it's fantastic that it's a local thing. You know, it's something that's near and dear to my heart because it's here.
Now, we, when watching the TV news here, almost every week, we see a story on homeless folks in Seattle, and some of them have homes that look tiny, have been described as tiny homes. How are these different, what you are going to build, different than what we would see in Seattle?
Yeah, well, I would never undercut anybody's effort to help people. But I think that what we try to do is really ensure that there's a certain level of dignity involved in living in the homes that we create, right? So they're all
not
fully
just a tool shed.
It's not a tough shed. You know, this has got a fully functioning kitchen, a bathroom, a shower. It's well insulated. It's got heat and cool. I mean, it's a fully functioning home. It just happens to be small. And the idea is that you got to hit that balance between dignified and affordable.
And so a three-day workshop is commencing with Bellingham Millwork Supply and teaching people how to build these.
Yeah,
themselves.
I mean that's what I do, because I can't afford to build homes for everybody. Yeah. But what I can do is I can teach. So, you know, the thing about a tiny home is that it's a home that has all the attributes of a larger home, only we can do the process in a lot shorter amount of time. So you don't, bang your head against the wall.
And I think it promotes peaceful resolution to talking things out, because there's no going upstairs to I'm going to go sleep this one off. Yeah. I'm going to go upstairs and watch television until you calm down.
You're all in that same space
you're
there.
In that space, man.
Yeah, yeah. And then you get to get outside, you know?
Yeah, or you go outside.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
But I think really, I mean, what it's about with the villages is it's about kind of building in a designed community, right? So you have that kind of peer support. So people aren't just in a field off on their own, isolated, which is an experience that is very common with homeless in general. Yeah. It's just that isolation. So to break down that, to remind people that actually there is hope in the world and that we got each other's back, I think is a really big piece of this.
So I want to see John with a tool belt on, hammer in hand. I want to see, you know, over a skill saw. Can we do that on Friday?
I don't think you want me with a skill saw.
Yeah, no, with the skill saw.
A hammer I can handle.
Yeah.
Listen, you guys can use any tool you want. We'll give you the safety rundown.
Are you good on cleaning blood off the walls of a tiny house?
No.
I mean, if you give me a skill saw. Who are you going to teach, and when and where? I know Bellingham Millwork, but who can come in and learn?
Okay, so there's a three-day workshop starting this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It is actually full. The registration is full.
Okay.
However, we are asking anybody who's in this community that wants to learn about what we're doing, there's going to be a lot of homes that need to be built. So come on by, check it out, and I'll shake your hand. We can line you up for the next workshop, but we really need people to just show up and become engaged.
How fast can you turn around one of these tiny houses from rolling out the plans the first time and getting going to turning the key?
We had it down in about 8 days.
Wow.
But I wouldn't do that to you. If I was building your home, I'd take my time.
Sure.
You know?
But
so,
you could do it in 8 days.
Yeah, it's ferocious. But, you know, with the workshop, we're going to go at a pretty good pace. We're going to have a home that looks, at least from the outside, pretty well completed by the end of the 3 days. But the point is not just to, like, beat ourselves up and get it done. The point is to actually take our time and teach people the process.
Okay, so you can come though you're not going to get hands-on, you can come and you can watch and ask questions.
Yeah, we got barbecue happening on Friday. These legends, these guys, Brad and John, are going to be showing up. And
11 to, I think we're there 11 to 2, right, on Friday?
Yeah.
11 to 2.
Broadcasting live. Yep. So, you know, Saturday we're going to have the gifting ceremony. They're going to have the Lummi Blackhawk dancers are going to be out there.
Oh, they're great. We saw them at that day at the auction. They were great.
Yeah. And so here's the thing is that it's about kind of spreading the awareness here in Bellingham, which is so awesome that you had me on today to be able to do that, because this is going to be an ongoing process for a long time. The Lummi Stepping Stones, they're doing great stuff, and they need all the support they can get.
Good work, cool, Zach. All right, we look forward to seeing you Friday for our broadcast, but Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Bellingham Millwork, come by. Again, Brad and I, they're from 11 until 2.
And if you just caught the end, you walk in, you're, what's going on with the tiny house? I just caught the tail end of it. All this will be on the Brad and John page here in just about an hour.
Tiny House Nation on A&E with Zach Giffen, and happy to have him in our community.
Nice work, buddy.
This week. Good job, Zach. We'll see you Friday.
Thanks for having me on. You guys are legends.